Teach your children. Rahab listened to the news. Let's pretend that it is about 3,500 years ago. We are in the city of Jericho, in the land of Canaan. A girl named Rahab lives in this city. She was born after Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and then through the Red Sea on dry land. There are no radios, televisions, or internet, but Rahab knows about this miracle, even though it occurred a long way from where she lives. Do you know how she learned about it? Travelers, no doubt, have told the story about these miracles. As she grows up, Rahab remembers what Jehovah did for his people. She then hears other amazing things about the Israelites. After 40 years in the wilderness, they have entered Canaan, and God has been helping them defeat any who oppose them. Now, Rahab learns that the Israelites are camped just across the Jordan River from Jericho. One evening, two strangers come to Rahab because they know that she works at a place where visitors can stay. So she takes them in. During the night, the king of Jericho learns that Israelite spies have come into Jericho and that they have gone to the house where Rahab works. So the king sends messengers to Rahab, who tell her to bring out the men who have come to her. Do you know what Rahab has already learned, and what she has done about it? Well, even before the king's messengers arrived, Rahab learned that her visitors are Israelite spies. So she hid them on the roof, and now she tells the king's messengers, "Yes, the men did come to me, and it came about at the closing of the gate by dark that the men went out." Rahab urges them, "Chase after them." Why, do you think, has Rahab protected the spies? She explains why, telling them, "I do know that Jehovah will certainly give you the land. For we have heard how Jehovah dried up the waters of the Red Sea from before you when you came out of Egypt." She has also heard about other victories God has given Israel over their enemies. Jehovah was certainly pleased that Rahab protected the spies, as the Bible tells us at Hebrews 11:31. He was also pleased when she begged the spies, "I have been kind to you, so promise me, please, that when Jericho is captured, you will save my father and mother and my brothers and sisters." The spies promised to do that if Rahab will follow their instructions. Do you know what these are? "Take this red cord and tie it in your window," the spies say, "and gather all your relatives with you into your house. If you do, everyone there will be safe." Rahab does exactly as the spies tell her. Do you know what happens then? The Israelites arrive outside the walls of Jericho. For 6 days, they march once each day around the city in silence. On the seventh day, they march around 7 times and then give a big shout. The wall comes down, except where the red cord is hanging in the window. Rahab and her family are saved. What can we learn from what Rahab did? Well, she not only listened to the news about things God was doing to protect his people, but also helped them when she had the opportunity. Yes, Rahab chose to serve Jehovah with his people. Will you do the same? We pray that you will. Questions. What important news did Rahab hear when she was young? How did she treat the Israelite spies and why? What did Rahab have the spies promise? How do we know that Jehovah was pleased with Rahab, and how can you be like her? End of article.